Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. On this program, Halle Berry, the actress Halle Berry, says that the Oscars, her Oscar win, is worthless. We'll talk about that. Consumer credit scores are going to exclude some debts and liens starting July 1st. And a new island is forming off of the coast of North Carolina. Just in case you haven't heard that story, the Vatican treasurer denies Australia sex offenses. He's like the third person up in the Vatican, you know, up under the Pope. And Trump's travel ban is blocking extended family. So if you're somebody's grandmother or cousin or something, you can't come in. We have that this weekend court and much more. We also, you know, I may bring in, I've heard some commentary from Keith Olbermann on his Resistance channel, and we may play a little bit of audio from that. So we have that and much more. You're listening to Esprit.net News. This is where you get a week worth of information in just one setting. I'm your host, Jerome. You can check us out if you missed any of our shows in the archives at EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com or SoloSyracuse.com/SB Radio. Either one works. Just wanted to put that out there. Now, if this is your first time on the program, just remember you can hit one on your line if you want to come in. The chat room is not open right now, but I will open it soon. And if you have any questions and comments, you can add them on to the chat room. And, you know, before I start the program, I just want to say, you know, peace and blessings to my cousin Joseph August, whose services was this week. Cousin Herbert, cousin Bridget, Uncle Allen, cousin Glenn, everyone who has passed. You know, I normally don't do that on the program, but you know, I didn't get a chance to make it to Louisiana, so I want to make sure I let everybody know that I'm thinking about them. For everybody who's checking us out. So our first story, the U.S. growth rate was revised higher for, you know, the first 3 months of this year. The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than previously thought. That's the first 3 months of the year. The U.S. Congress Commerce Department said the economy grew at an annualized pace of 1.4% in January through March. Now, that rate was upwardly revised from the previous 1.2%, which itself is an increase from the original reading of 0.7%. A Delaware-sized iceberg that is set to break off of Antarctica, their shelf, is they're saying that it's going to cave within hours, is what experts are warning. Between June 24th and 27th, they started noticing this Larsen C ice shelf accelerated to more than 10 meters of per day. It started breaking. And now scientists are saying that detachment of an iceberg as large as the size of the state of Delaware is imminent. So, haven't seen this in the news, but I just thought of something. I know we're not near Iceland, but this should be interesting. It is coming up. The June heat wave that impacted much of the UK and Western Europe were man-made, but they were more intense because of the climate change, is what scientists are saying. Now, researchers with the World Weather Attribution have carried out a multi-method analysis to assess the role of warming connected to human activity and these record temperatures that they're having. So they said that this is according to Dr. Friedrich Otto from the University of Oxford. He said that we simulated what is the possible weather under the current climate, and then we simulated what is the possible weather without climate change. And then we compared the two likelihoods, which gave us the risk ratio. So they're saying that a lot of their heat wave is, you know, for France, the Netherlands, and the UK is impacted by, you know, man-made factors. So there you have it. We have a big iceberg going, and, we're about to have a huge iceberg, and now we have that. Now, underscoring the Earth's ever-changing face, a new island has been spotted off the coast of North Carolina. Now, the crescent-shaped landmass is off the tip of Cape Point, and it started surfacing in the spring. It now measures around 1 mile long and more than 400 feet wide. Jeez. Now, the locals have dubbed the sandbar Shelly Island because of the vast quantities of shells littering its shores, but I don't know what this means, but an island has just sprung up. There we go. Now, the Vatican's treasurer, Cardinal George Pell, has vehemently denied any wrongdoings after being charged with sex offenses in his native Australia. He complained that he had been subject to relentless character assassination during a 2-year investigation into false claims. He said the Pope has granted him a leave of absence to face the charges, but these charges are stemming from 1977, where, you know, several males are saying that he touched them inappropriately. But he is the third ranking or the third highest position at the Vatican. He's second under the Pope, I guess, so he's the third person. NBA legend Tim Duncan's former financial advisor was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for cheating the San Antonio Spurs, the former San Antonio Spurs star, out of millions of dollars. So Charles Banks IV, who's 49, pled guilty in April to wire fraud and a $7.5 million investment he encouraged Duncan to make in a sports merchandising company called Game Day Entertainment, which Banks led as chairman of the board. The U.S. District Judge Fred Berry also ordered Banks to pay Duncan his $7.5 million back in restitution and serve 3 years of supervised release after he does his time. That would be after he does his 4 years. Now, Banks, who's from Atlanta, he faced up to 20 years in prison. Now, get this, as the reputation goes for Tim Duncan, he's a nice guy and very low-key and not hot-tempered. He urged the judge in court not to be lenient on Banks, who he said had earned his trust as my financial advisor and my friend. So Tim Duncan lost that when he lost $7.5 million. He's like, okay, niceties are over. It is time to press charges. All right. No, I want to remind you that you're listening to Esprit.net News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to our commish, Kathleen. How are you doing, Kathleen?
I'm doing great. So the Bernie Madoff of basketball, huh?
Oh, you jumped my story. I should have did the next one because, you know, the estate of Bernie Madoff's latest sons, they reached an agreement to pay off more than $23 million in settlements to their victims of their father in their 8-year litigation. The settlement will strip the estate of Mark and Andrew Madoff of all assets, cash, and other proceeds that their fraudulent father left them. But they'll respectively have $1.75 million for, I guess that's for Mark, and Andrew's family will have $2 million. So they did retain for the family because, you know, Mark Madoff has a widow, Stephanie, who has 3 children. He also has another child by another ex-wife, Susan, and Andrew has an estranged wife, Deborah, and who has originally left 1/3 piece of the millionaire's financial estate. Their 2 children, including their, I'm not going to say their daughter's name, they'll receive trust of all of his personal property. So speaking of Bernie Madoff with the Tim Duncan, I just wanted to say there was Bernie Madoff news. I didn't know. Didn't do it. Ah, so you saw that one coming, didn't you? Bernie Madoff.
I didn't know they had any money left. I thought that they went after all of the Madoff fortunes, whether father, son, you know, whomever.
Well,
wife,
and now Kathleen, and I'm not being cynical, but you know, in white collar crime, they never make them pay back all of the money, never. You know how that goes. Yeah, they really don't. And so I'm surprised that they're going after the kids, I guess, because if they weren't convicted. And here's the sad thing. Both of those kids have already passed away. And they still took their money. Andrew died of cancer in 2014. And Mark committed suicide, his oldest son.
He committed suicide, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when he committed suicide. And then the they both worked with him dutifully.
You know, I think so, right. So they probably should have been sued.
Yeah, they worked with him. That was their jobs.
Hey,
you know, they didn't
just
have
like the
other
Trump's
jobs.
Kids.
They were.
Wait, just like the Trump's kids,
yeah, they,
you know, that's kind of how that goes. They inherited money or inherited a scheme. They're like, why work? We could steal other people's money. It was the family's business.
Yeah, and they wanted to. But I watched both of those Bernie Madoff movies, the one with Robert De Niro and the other one that was really, you know, Madoff. I mean, the non-movie, the documentary type.
Yes. You know, I've never watched any of the Madoff movies.
It was pretty shocking. You know, of what everything that we thought we knew, it was 10 times worse than that.
It always is. It always is. You know, and you only get the tip of the iceberg because people try to clean it up to hide that. Okay, let me just put it this way. If they were people of color, the movies would have gone deeper and beyond. If it was the O.J. story, is different. Madoff, they're going to kind of save the sanctity of still stealing people's money. Like the financial sector don't really want a bad name, and I think they cover.
Yeah.
Because investment is just lotto. I mean, it's just Vegas anyway. I mean, it's pretty much how that goes. You know,
they wouldn't even let them film like in the real. They spent a fortune recreating the building, the Park Avenue building or whatever it is, whatever at Madison or something where he lived. They would not allow them to film. They wanted to film in the real penthouse, and they wouldn't allow them to because he said he had burned the hearts of so many people in the area. They just wanted to get over it. So, and then, you know, as far as the rest of the residents in the building, they didn't want to relive all of the chaos that happened at the time that he was arrested and all the reporters and stuff. But anyway, enough Bernie Madoff.
Well, apparently rich people are fragile, and they just didn't want to relive that. But I guarantee you, if it was a Jeffrey Dahmer story, they'd go right back in the same neighborhood and start filming. But rich people, they got feelings and all of that weird stuff. And I'm not against rich people. I'm just saying. They're considered a little bit more fragile, apparently. Now, you know, Donald Trump is set to see his name taken down from the Trump Tower in Toronto following the building being sold to a Russian-born billionaire who let Trump manage it. He defaulted on his loans. So a building with Trump's name was owned by some Russians who defaulted on a loan. Now they're taking Donald Trump's name down. I'm laughing because Donald Trump acts like he doesn't know like one Russian. Like, it's like, oh my God, every story to come out, it's like somebody in Russia with that guy. I don't know. I missed it. What were you saying, Kathleen?
Huh?
I said, what were you saying? I missed it. Because I was just laughing my fault.
I'm just laughing, too. I know all I was saying, basically, was that's the only one that's trying to take his name off.
Other buildings have taken his name off. This one is the big one in Toronto where, you know, he was proud that he had this Toronto, you know, I think recently he said that, you know, I have a building in Toronto and this and that. He technically does not own those buildings. They're using naming rights, putting his name on them. So people get the illusion that he owns all of this. So once they take his name off, they don't have to pay him royalties to use his name is the issue. They might as well just put Howard Johnson back on that piece. Like, just go back and get one of the old things. Old days of bringing back. All right, now the nation's it would work better. The nation's largest three credit reporting agencies will soon exclude tax liens and some civil debts from their reports, which will make Donald Trump happy. Now, the change by Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion will take effect on July 1st as a part of their plan to ensure that customers' identifications in the data are accurate and current. This is the Consumer Data Industry Association. It's a trade association for companies, if you don't know what it is. Now, in a revision that could improve customer credit scores, the credit agencies will exclude the tax liens and civil debt if reports on those obligations don't include consumer names and addresses, as well as Social Security numbers and dates of birth. Many liens and most judgments do not include all of that data, in part because Social Security numbers are often redacted for security reasons. You should not have your Social Security number on anything that's not tax-related. So even in those cases of reporting credit, that's not tax-related. So they're saying that anything – judgments and liens they're taking them off your credit report. Additionally, the records won't be included without courthouse visits to obtain newly filed and updated public records for at least 90 days. So the changes are likely result from the new oversight of the credit reporting agencies by the Consumer Finance Protection bureaus, as well as law enforcement settlements by more than 30 state attorney general. Now, here's the thing. It's not federal government that's doing that. It's the state attorney generals that's been going after the credit agencies, and so now they're stopping. So don't think that Trump is going to stop that from happening. It's the settlement from the 30 state attorney general. Now, a mom in Cleveland, Mississippi, says the local school board appointed a white co-valedictorian rather than have her daughter stand alone on stage as the first black valedictorian in 110 years. That is some hate from Cleveland, Mississippi. But apparently they appointed, How would the local school board did that? Can you believe that? For no apparent reason.
I cannot. No, say that again. They did not want to.
Yeah, the local school board. I don't know how the school board can do this, right? So they said the school board appointed a white co-valedictorian. Right, so isn't your grades determine your class ranking? So if you have a black valedictorian, they're like, yeah, you had a 97, but they had a 95. Y'all should be co-valedictorian. Like, they actually graded the white student on the curb. It was like, okay, yo, 90 is just as equal as the 97 for the black kid. I don't know what they did, but they appointed a co-valedictorian. Just seems kind of weird. That is the world we live in. All right, just in the news.
My mouth is hanging open, wondering why I'm not saying anything. I was just stunned.
I was just thinking that. That's an all right. I think we left Kathleen speechless on this one. All right. Yeah. Oh, no. All right. USA Gymnastics will be changing their protocols for reporting sexual abuse after the former U.S. Attorney Deborah Daniels released her report this week of the organization's handling of the abuse cases. This is where one of the people from USA Gymnastics was abusing girls over many years. Now they're saying that they're going to change the protocols for reporting sexual abuse. How about tell their parents so somebody can knock somebody out? I think that protocol would work nicely. That's just a suggestion. But they have their own, but that would be mine. Just kind of saying. Facebook now boasts 2 billion monthly active users. Now, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, shared the milestone with his 92 million followers, noting that the firm is making progress connecting the world. They really want to have like a family, like a friends and family page. Facebook really thinks that people, friends and families are just going to pass and store all of their information on there so that they can have everybody's information. But that's their goal, is to make it a community so that people use Facebook as their main source of communication. Just like an open chat room, they want you to say, hey, anybody want something from the store? I'm going to pick up milk. Like, they want to do that on Facebook. Okay, well, I'm just going to say that's a nice goal from David Zuckerberg, or Mark Zuckerberg. David Zuckerberg is the guy who did the airplane movies, my bad. Just thought that, throw that out there. All right, now, Saturday, July 1st, marks the 150th anniversary of the formation of Canada, and one of the country's most popular fast food eateries is determined to celebrate it with a bang in order to help their neighbors to the south celebrate the milestone along with them, which is the U.S. Canada's most famous coffee shop, Tim Hortons, is offering something special. Well, what they're calling something very special to enjoy that day. So Tim Hortons has revealed that it's releasing a line of Canadian-inspired products to be made on July 1st, including what's called the poutine donut. Pudding donut? I don't know what it's called. But the donut is inspired by, okay, it's made from fries, cheese curd, and gravy. It's like a potato donut. It sounds pretty nasty. But
with gravy?
Okay. Yeah, with gravy. All right. Now, Tim Hortons' new tribute dish has Let's get this. It's made up of a brand of popular honey-dipped donuts with potato wedges, gravy, cheese curds on top. That's a way to celebrate a 150. You don't want to be here for 151, apparently, but if that's how you want to...
Oh!
Yikes. I'm just doing the news. I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, it's $1.49 a piece. So if you want to try that, have at it. Let me know how that works. Call in 909-265-918 if you want to tell us how that tastes, because none of us are trying that. Potato wedges, cheese curd, and gravy on a donut. All right.
Why do they have to put a cheese curd?
I don't know. They could just say cheese, but it's technically cheese curd because they're whatever they're doing to the cheese. What is that? Like when you make cheese curd, aren't you like boiling it at high temperatures and you're kind of making it?
Oh God.
Half go bad, but not really. It's like cream cheese. So it's not just flat cheese. They're actually fermenting it somehow. I don't know. No cheese curd expert. But anyway, stay away from cheese, people. All right, now, police.
That's going to be sold in the United States or just Canada?
Yes. No. They said they're sharing it. They're sharing it with people in the their southern neighbors in the United States.
So they want to share Donald Trump and leave the cheese curds in Canada.
They're saying comfort food from fries and cheese curds and gravy was also made popular at Wendy's, McDonald's, and KFC. I don't think they put it all together, though. So you could get, mashed potatoes and gravy at KFC or some fries at McDonald's and Wendy's, but I don't think they mix it together like that. That was a nice try, though. I like their innovation. They're like, the U.S. companies do it too. Not like that. They'll just throw it all in together. All right. Now, three more Chicago police officers indicted for the 2014 shooting of Laquan McDonald on charges that they lied about what was happening. David Marsh, Joseph Welch, Tommen Gaffney. They were charged Tuesday with obstruction of justice, official misconduct, and conspiracy in connection with the 2014 shooting. Now, we just got news of somebody who was just – charges were just dropped after they lied, about their account from a police shooting. But these guys have just been indicted. So I'm not getting my hopes up. They get indicted and then they let them go. So I'm just –
And then nobody else hears the report that they let them off.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he was indicted and he had his day in court and he left.
Yeah. We're getting closer, Master.
Yeah. Just can't cross that line.
He put it up. Praise God. What was the state that was in?
Oh, this was Chicago police. Laquan McDonald. There was a guy who was walking away and they shot him in the back.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying the one that just got released, or you're saying the Chicago one? The story the three guys who just got indicted. Yeah, that's Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, a police chief who called Miss Black Texas a black B-word when he arrested her in Walmart, he abruptly resigned after the backlash. Now, Terry Crew resigned from his position after backlash from his statements in 2016. And here's the thing. They looked at misconduct and they said that he didn't have any misconduct. Now, he was not on duty. He was riding the car. His son was driving sporadically. Cut off this woman. They followed her to a Walmart, waited for her to come in. When she came out, they arrested her because she didn't yield to some guy she went around him. So they arrested her, falsely arrested her. And then he calls her name. And then he resigns after the backlash without them bringing charges for them harassing her. Because the other officer who was on the scene says, you can't talk to the, you need to go over and apologize to the police chief. because you went around his sporadic driving son. And they still arrested her.
And wasn't he taking a driving lesson or something crazy like that?
Yeah. Yeah, driving crazy. Taking a driving lesson. Okay. All right, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call in 909-265-9189. This is where we do a week worth of news in just one setting. You know, in other news, you know, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced yesterday that it was issuing 774 invitations to new members. That's higher than the 683 new members that they invited last year. Now, the Academy is stating that the list includes people from 57 countries, 39% female, and 30% people of color. Now, if you're wondering where this comes from, 2015, the Academy Award, the Academy was 92% white and 75% male. So this is their diversity. So they are trying to diverse. They have a goal by, I think it's 2020 or something, to diversify. Man, they got to wait a long time. But so they send out 774 more invitations, probably to no people of color. But anywho, that's the percentage of invitations they sent out: 39% female, 30% people of color. And if they did all people of color female, they would have knocked off that. All right, they would have got two birds with one stone. I wouldn't doubt that that's happening. Okay. During the 74th Academy Awards in 2001, Halle Berry made history when she became the first black actress to take home the Oscar for the best actress in a leading role. But in a recent interview with Teen Vogue, Berry said that the fact that she is still the only black actress to have received the award proves that her winning meant nothing. So she said that her enthusiasm and hope for her fellow black actresses after the historic win took a real hit in 2016 when none of the nominations, or when the acting nominations, were all white for the second year in a row. She described it as one of her lowest moments, realizing that after 15 years, she remains the only black actress to take home the award. She said, "It's troubling, to say the least," is what she said. Shout
wow.
out to Halle Berry. You know, we never really have nice things to say about Halle. I don't really have anything bad to say about her, but at least at some point she's saying, okay, I am not to be like the torch and flame of diversity. She's like, you guys didn't really mean it. You gave it to me to keep the backlash off for a minute. 15 years since she won. And black women still not really even getting nominated. Not let alone winning is a whole nother story. They're not getting nominated. So Halle Berry spoke out. You know, it makes me want to do Black on Black Crime, because I just need to give her a shout out on that show.
I'm telling you.
Yep. Now, do you know who the actress Tiffany Haddish is? She landed her first stand-up comedian role comedy special, From Hood to Hollywood. The show will premiere Friday on August 18th, 9 p.m. It's my brother's birthday, on Showtime. Now, Haddish has been a rising star. She's in the Carmichael Show. Have you ever seen that show? It's a little slow, but
no.
You're used to it. Okay. Have you ever seen Keanu, the movie with the Key and Peele?
Yes.
Have you seen that movie? She played the cop, the undercover cop in Keanu. I like her as an actress. She actually does a really good job. Do you remember her at all? You're like,
yeah.
You didn't say, yeah, you remember. You were like, yeah, I remember the movie. But she had a pretty big role. Now she's in the movie Girls Trip, is her new project with Jada Pinkett and Regina Hall and Queen Latifah. That is probably going to be a big movie for her. And she also has the Last OG series that's coming up with her and Tracy Morgan, and it's a comedy series. So she is I would call her up-and-comer, but she has had some roles in some movies, and she's actually pretty funny. And I've seen her stand-up before. She has some, you know, she's been on stand-up shows, you know, how they all go through stand-up comedians, but it wasn't her show, so she finally has her own comedy special for Showtime. So congratulations to her. I actually
now,
like her. So,
remember I was telling you a couple weeks ago, I'm sorry, I was a little distracted because I was locked out of my house, and thank God Sean was able to let
you're
me
back.
In. Yay!
Okay.
But remember, I think I was telling you a couple weeks ago that to check out the Black Woman Sign Language. Wasn't that, weren't we talking about that?
No, I don't remember that. The Black Woman Sign Language?
Yeah, Black Woman Sign Language. She has, we're talking about Robin, right? We're talking about Robin, aren't we?
Robin?
Oh, never mind. My bad.
Oh, good. I was going to say, what movie is that?
Robin Speedy. What's her name? Speedy, right? She's getting her own show on, is it Comedy Central? She's getting her own show. She's going to be the only late night.
Oh, yes. I know who she is. She was a writer. Yes. She was a writer on, I forgot what's the guy's name. Show that was on Comedy
Larry.
Central. She's actually a good writer. Yeah.
Larry.
No, I was talking.
Whitmore.
Larry Whitmore.
Yes.
Wilmore. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her. I know that she's getting her comedy special as well. But Tiffany Haddish is she's a young comedian. Like I said, she was in Keanu and in the Carmichael Show and. She's been in a couple of other shows that I remember, but again, I've seen her stand up. But she's in Girls Trip, and so that's getting a lot of press. They're on the covers of Essence magazine now. But you know, she
Did
and Queen Latifah.
Out yet?
And,
I wanted to. I'm sorry. More.
I
Go
think
ahead.
It comes out on Friday.
Oh, okay,
I think
good.
It comes out on.
I
yeah, I think. Okay. All right. Now, there has been a change. From Radio 1, they have changed their corporate identity to Urban 1. I didn't do this story before, but I forgot to do it. The new moniker, which officially took place on their 18th anniversary of the company's initial public stock offering, is meant to reflect the rich history, the most trusted source to inform, entertain, and inspire the African-American community. That's what they said in a statement. So Radio 1 is now Urban One, if you see the branding
difference.
This is difference.
Kathy Hughes?
Yes, it's Kathy Hughes. So
I hope she doesn't know.
Not, well, they didn't change TV One, so I guess that is something. But Urban One is their new identity. You know. Now, the innovative mobile 3D face recognition system has been developed by Key Lyman and Key and Soft Kinetic, which is owned by Sony, which is based in Tokyo. So what they're doing now is they're going to have mobile phones that is going to use facial recognition software to unlock your phone. I don't think this is a good idea, but I'm just doing the technology news today. I don't know what that means, but facial recognition mobile phones, 3D. Facial recognition mobile phones.
Wow.
I don't know who thinks this is a good idea. It was like using your fingerprint. But anyway. All right. LG has launched their latest TV set, which I guess is called Wallpaper TV. That's the line, Wallpaper TV line. And it comes with a price tag to match the giant screen size. The 77 inch signature OLED TV W was first shown at a Las Vegas event in January. It's now on sale for about $20,000. I mean, if that's what you want to go for, but it's like a wallpaper. So the screen is 1/5 of an inch thick. It's flexible and attaches to the wall with magnets. That's how flexible the screen is. And it says, to avoid cables, it runs a single cable that can run to a soundbar. All of its other normal connections, it has built-in Wi-Fi and four HDMI ports, complete with a 4K video and HDR tech. So the 65-inch version, by the way, is only $8,000. So if you want to get the other one, get a 65. And they said the set will be able the reason it's so thin is because it's not required to be backlit, which means, you know, it doesn't need to be backlit. So technically they can make this thin wallpaper TV. That's great, you know. I'm not impressed at all. I'm just doing the story. All right, Amazon, which is based in Seattle, has rolled out an intercom feature on its Echo speakers. Now, they rolled this out in the U.S. It can be activated by the user saying, "Alexa, call the sitting room." And Alexa will drop in, or you can say, "Alexa, drop into the bedroom," which means you can listen into conversations in another room, or you can use them as a speaker. That's nice. Okay. I don't know who wants all this technology, Kathleen. I'm just kind of flowing through it. But can you imagine if you had intercoms all through your house that's being recorded and then uploaded to Amazon, and then when the police comes by your house, they can probably say, "Hey, what's your address?" And they can go see if you have Alexa and then get a subpoena and listen to all of your conversations for the last 3 years. Like, that's nice. I don't know why people voluntarily buy stuff to have themselves scrutinized. It's crazy.
My God.
Yeah. Now, AT&T wants CNN's president Jeff Zucker gone if they take over Time Warner and an $85 billion deal. So the multi-billion dollar acquisition of CNN's parent company Time Warner by AT&T can come to fruition within the next 60 days, leaving the 52-year-old, I don't believe he's that young, Jeff Zucker, facing uncertainty as the future in the U.S. So here's the thing. CNN needs to change anyway. I'm not saying AT&T is going to be better, but bless them, AT&T may be buying CNN, or Time Warner, which will buy CNN. They should have
AT&T
a lot of cash from that whole...
Time Warner just changed their name to something with an F, but not Spectrum. What is it?
Yeah,
Spectrum.
They suck because I actually
used them.
Yeah.
It was Time Warner Spectrum. So now AT&T, they're going to back it. They can do that? They're going to let that happen? That's too much of the market share.
AT&T is going to do what now? What are you asking?
That's too much of the market share for AT&T to purchase Time Warner. That sounds like...
Oh, you're saying it's regulators going to let... They probably will let them because AT&T allowed Spectrum to buy Time Warner Cable. They didn't buy Time Warner. They bought Time Warner Cable. So since they bought the cable part, it relieves AT&T. So AT&T, who has their own cable arm themselves and wireless network and phone stuff, they are going to be competing with Spectrum in certain markets. Like the market I'm in, I can actually still have Time Warner or AT&T because AT&T is partnered with Dish. So they compete with Spectrum. But, yeah, it was just a division. Time Warner Cable was very different than Time Warner. Time Warner, as a parent company, owned CNN and Time Magazine and all of those other guys. So AT&T is buying, going for the big deal.
And Essence Magazine.
Yeah,
Essence.
Oh, I forgot. And Essence and everybody in their mouth.
Motown.
Yeah.
All of the songs.
Are they on Motown too? Time Warner Brothers Records.
Well,
yeah.
They don't necessarily own Motown, but they own all those songs. They own all the Motown songs.
Yeah, they own the catalog.
All Smokey Robinson. Yeah, all the catalogs.
Yeah, so the publishing and all of that.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. You know, nobody ever really looks at conglomerates that way, but yeah, they consolidate power. And again, it's why we have really limited news, and it's why we do news, is because the news stories that you're hearing out of the networks are all coming pretty much from four companies. No matter what entity you choose, they are determining what you should be looking at, and we don't do that here. We're giving you news as it's, you know, as it's out on the feeds. Now, Sony is starting to make vinyl records again. After 30 years of hiatus, as the demand for retro music surges, they have a factory in southwest of Tokyo that's going to start putting out records by March of next year, is what Sony Entertainment announced. So Sony is going to be – okay, so they already said they're bringing a cassette tape back, and now they're bringing records back. It took a while. That's 30 years, but that's a long that's a long time. I can't say I knew it was coming back, but geez. See, digital is not as good as everybody believes that it is, but they're bringing records back. So for those people who like DJing, it won't be hard to find music.
And they'll also, it'll be reel to reel,
because
that was the best.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, they're bringing tape back, too, so you can hear a little bit better. And you know, the iPhone turned 10 years old this week. Since the first iPhone was sold on June 29, 2007, geez, Apple has sold more than 1 billion iPhones worldwide. 1 billion iPhones. Okay. All right. Now, over-the-counter magnesium tablets can banish the blues in just 2 weeks without side effects associated with antidepressants. Now, researchers from the University of Vermont found that magnesium eases depression without causing serious side effects. Some 61% of the study's participants who used the supplement found out that it relieved it that soon. Depressant. Well, again, I don't have to go into Dr. Sebi, but technically you're mineral deficient in a lot of areas, so magnesium probably does help.
And constipated.
What'd you say?
And constipated.
You can be constipated. Yes. Yes, Cara Sagrada,
you know,
will help clean it up.
That's what, okay, so when you go for colonoscopy and they want to clean you out, what do they give you? Magnesium citrate, right? And magnesium tablets, all of that is what helps to keep your colon clean and wide open. So all that backed up poop, get you a little depressed, can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let that stuff go. Just let it go. Release it. And you relax.
Let it go. Yeah, that's the moral of the whole story, is to let it go. That's all we want to say. Let it go, people.
Yep.
Just let it go. All right. Now, you know, there's another study that says our teenage popularity impacts our academic success, wealth, and relationships. This is according to a North Carolina psychologist. It says that the wires in our brains in many ways that affects our social perceptions and emotions are, you know, kind of determined by how we were perceived in our teenage years. Now, of course, I've said this a long time ago. People live to a certain age, and they keep reliving drama. So technically, if you're still finding yourself in the same drama that you had when you were, like, in 10th grade, there's something wrong with you. I just want to tell you that. Just like it is. I'm just saying. Okay, you have to move past that. You're like, I remember this time I loaned somebody my cardigan. Yeah, no, I'm just guessing. And they never gave it back, so I don't trust nobody. All right, now a study says get yourself some magnesium. There you go. from what I understand, it works. Now, if you really want to clean yourself out, I can refer some other stuff, but I'm not going to do it today. All right, now a study says evaluating someone based on their physical attractiveness alone is pointless. Now, the University of Kansas has found that people's perception of dates attractiveness goes up after they've met face-to-face in an interaction, but for those who were rated low to mid-low attractiveness. So the moral of that story is if you're looking at a picture and you think somebody's going to be cool people because they're attractive, it really never works out that way. You might want to – I guess they're saying – the people who are rated mid to low in attractiveness usually are cooler people. But you don't find that out until your face-to-face interactions.
Oh.
Everybody's not vain, I guess, is what they're saying. You can take a bad picture and be cute and a nice person when you meet them in person. But the people who are vain are not always the best personality folks. You know, I might be reading into that, but I'm just saying. That's kind of what I took out of it. Now, a Dell City, Oklahoma father who asked not to be named set up a sting operation to catch a 33-year-old man who was sexting his 15-year-old daughter. So the man said, I should have played black or white on this, my bad, because I already told you the city, so we know what it's not. Now, the dad said that he found out about the inappropriate relationships using an app that tracked his daughter's communications. So he posed as his daughter and invited the man over to the family home to have sex in a tent in a yard. He and his wife sat in a tent while he and other family members waited for the man to show up. And security footage showed the father, nephew, and the cousin tackling the man to the ground and holding him down before police arrived. So the man had also not been named, and he was arrested on charges of unlawful communication with a minor. Oh, he would have took that butt whooping, though. I wouldn't have held him down. There was too many people there. When you know how when you sitting around waiting for something like that, you, your cousins, and it's like, yo, I can't wait till that fool get here. Like, I saw that. I saw the camera footage, and it says in a news story that they held him down. I think they beat him down, and then restrained him. Because I think that was going to happen. All right. Now, the Germans cheered as a video feed of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross was cut off in mid-speech in Berlin this week. It was an event hosted by Angela Merkel. I don't like calling her Angela. But anyway, Angela Merkel. And so they were upset over the U.S. attacks about trade. So those who are gathered at this business conference in Germany burst into laughter and applauded when the host faded out Wilbur Ross because he hit his 10-minute speech limit, but he kept talking, so they just turned him off, and everybody started cheering and clapping. The U.S. is getting no respect. Remember that whole thing with Trump? It's like Let's get U.S. respect back again. You know, people are laughing at that, fools.
That's ridiculous.
That is. All right. Japan announced plans to put a man on the moon by 2030 as the Asian space race intensifies. It's the first time Japan's space agency, the JAXA, has announced their plans or their intentions to explore the moon, and will most likely it'll be a part of an international mission is what they're saying. But technically, I guess the Japanese are saying, y'all can't keep sending people up to the moon and ain't taking our people with you. So now they have a space agency and saying they won't end.
Okay. How,
what'd you say?
I said, okay.
Come on in.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of weather is
going to
happen when this goes down. But anyway.
No. See, I'm not even going to speculate. I'm just going to let that go. Okay, so, you know, I didn't do this week court. Let me do some court cases. Now, this week in court, I won't put any bad music on this for this one. But, you know, in Florida, phone sex operators have filed a class action suit against the TelePay USA, claiming that it pays its employees well below the national minimum wage, making hundreds of dollars per hour for their work per week. So, again, phone sex workers need to go on strike, I just want to say, but they filed a class action suit this week. Okay. Now, I know.
That's
I couldn't
legal,
do that story
that's
seriously.
Legal profession? I think so.
Yeah.
Gabrielle, I don't know how do you.
Sutterby.
Anyway,
I thought you were gonna say Gabby Douglas, but Gabby Sutterby.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry for invoking that. She did say that, didn't she?
Uh-huh.
She used to work as a phone sex operator. Mm-hmm. I guess you don't call it operator. What is that? Just a worker. Because they're not transferring your calls or nothing. I'm not saying like you know. I'm just – never mind. All right. For the first time in 7 years, an annual stress test of all 34 of the nation's largest banks have received the Federal Reserve approval for their capital plans. Now, I don't know if this is because the Obama folks aren't there and they're just trying to fool us all, but this is the first time they passed their stress test. I'm going to try to stay positive on this. Huh?
Okay.
All right, well, just thought I'd put that out there. Now, a teenager who was shot in the chest at a party as a friend tried to save him called 911 for help, and an Albuquerque firefighter hung up on her because she used a curse word, and the boy died is what the parents are saying, and now they're suing the firefighter. So just because somebody cursed 911.
Not the whole state, not the city. They're just suing the firefighter, not the whole city.
Oh no, they're suing suing Albuquerque, fire department. But you know, just because somebody cursed at you, you know, people are in duress. So technically, you can't be sensitive at 911 because people are panicking. It's like, hey, you're gonna have to talk nicer to me. You know, I should have. I don't. Yeah, I don't know the answer to this question, but. That would be a nice one to add on to black or white, right? All right.
Oh, yeah.
The DA said Monday that it seized 100 pounds of fentanyl in Southern California, enough to kill 14 million people, the entire state of Illinois, or everyone in New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago. That is a lot of fentanyl. So fentanyl is one of the leading culprits of the nationwide epidemic of opioid death, and they're saying that its derivatives can be 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin, and a lethal dose for a human can be as small as 3 milligrams. So a single ounce can kill 9,457 people. A pound can kill more than 150,000 people. So, good Lord, I guess they caught these folks were in San Diego, by the way. So, they had 100 pounds of fentanyl on them.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you remember the news story that I did a couple of shows ago, but it's where the Coast Guard grabbed something like 70 tons of cocaine out of, you know, international waters and brought them back to San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you bringing it back to destroy it? Right. Why did they bring it back to the U.S.? I'm almost thinking the Coast Guard is hijacking people now, but that's a whole other story. We'll have to do that. We're going to put investigative reporters on this later. All right. Now, an acute care hospital in Los Angeles, Chinatown, will pay $42 million to settle a federal accusations that it submitted false claims to Medicare and Medi-Cal patients referred through doctors who were paid illegally through kickbacks. And so that's where your problem is with Medicare, is that it's the hospitals that are pretty much creating fraud. They act as if it's the people, so when you hear people talk about the health bill and, you know, we need to get this fraud out of the system, it's the hospitals and the doctors that's committing the fraud.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been well known that that's true. People don't go to the hospital just to say, hey, you know what, I want to use my Medicaid or Medicare. They don't just go just to go. Like, I want to get a checkup just so that I can use these benefits. I don't think people do that. So the fraud is the providers saying that they performed services that was unnecessary or, you know, pretty much didn't need to do.
Or they didn't do it all.
Or some that they just didn't do at all. Now, a dermatologist stars, Dr. Howard, I guess I don't need to say his name, do I? All right, he has explained that the Blu-rays from our smartphones and computers are affecting our skin as well as our eyes, and that people should consider sunscreen as protection. Can you believe
sunscreen?
That?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're not talking about us, but they're saying some people may need to put on sunscreen because the rays that are coming off your smartphone and your computers are just as bad for your skin. But we know even at night, the sun rays are still going through your body. So it's still suggested that you wear sunscreen indoors as well.
Okay. We have the whole outer wall or the whole side wall of
yes.
All offices is glass at my job. So I really do need to put on, and I kept thinking about that. I was like, I think I really need to put on some sunscreen because it's sun, and it's all year round. You know, even when it's cold, the way it's sitting in the sun.
Well, you don't necessarily need it, but yeah, I can see your point. Put on a little. If you're in it all day. Yeah. Now, swimming can turn. Now, there's a new study that says that swimming can turn your sunscreen toxic. The compounds that are the protective lotions become deadly when they react with chlorine and the sun, increasing the risk of cancer. So the compounds used, I guess it's called avobenzone, turns toxin when it reacts to chlorine and ultraviolet rays is what researchers in Russia is saying. So this story is coming from Russia, but I don't know why they would scare people. They're trying to save their own selves. So they're saying that about swimming. Swimming with sunscreen can become toxic.
Oh, they're just trying to win the Olympics.
They're trying to get everybody else out the pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Antibacterial soaps are useless at killing germs and may harm pregnant women is what experts are warning. Now, an international report published by more than 200 scientists has warned that antibacterial chemicals found in soap, lunchboxes, and exercise mats could be causing more harm than good. So, you know, you shouldn't use too much antibacterial stuff anyway because it kills the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria. So you might want to be careful on that. All right. Now, let's see. Okay. You know, as I'm going to make this our last story because, you know, this is going to get a little claim. Oh, no, I need to ask you if there's some stories that you want to talk about. But there's a story that says that having sex can make people even healthier, is what a study is claiming. So a new recent study found that sexual activity in older adults can boost brain power, and people scoring higher on tasks is what researchers found, that people who engaged in more activity scored higher on tests that measured their verbal fluency and their ability to visually perceive objects and spaces in between them. They said better mood, heart health, increased immunity, long life, and fertility is attributed to having more activity. Now, I want to say this. If you're not verbally fluent, if you don't have verbal fluency, then you're probably not sleeping with anybody anyway. I just wanted to say that. Like, you have to be smooth enough to have this research help you out, Eddie. You just can't just randomly walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, I can help you boost your brain power." I'm just saying, like the study just seemed kind of quirky to me. Anywho, just thought I'd share. Now, try to get past that. All right, so Kathleen, what did we miss on the show today?
Will Jackson leaving the Knicks with $60 million.
Wait a minute, that was his buyout?
Yes.
Nice. Man, I usually just get, like, my vacation time. That is my friend.
3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Three weeks and the opportunity to buy Cobra.
Yeah, exactly. Fill out this paperwork for Cobra. He's getting $60 million.
Yeah.
And
people would dance in the jig, only that they're like, how are you paying him that much money to just completely destroy
a company. You know, he comes in,
tears up
the place, puts in his triangle, destroy. He makes it worse than it was when he got here, and then you buy him out at $60 million. You could have, you know, who you could have bought for that? As far as like whose contracts you could have paid for all those damn years? Come on.
I don't know how he. I don't know what kind of incentive is that to still do such a bad job and still get $60 million.
Well,
you said that's the Knicks for you.
hopefully
after Saturday when the free agency start that. They're going to bring some help for Carmelo, or they're probably going to lose him. But without a general manager, I guess we can't blame Phil Jackson for this, but Phil Jackson kind of is to blame, just for the record.
Oh, yeah. And I know Michael Brown is laughing all the way to the bank. They need to get on their knees and beg him to come home.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, you know, they still didn't invite Michael Brown back. They should have.
They sure should have.
As he wins with the Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think he was taking a shot at them and Cleveland. So, technically, Michael Brown is in a better place. All right. And, you know, also, Chris Paul has been traded to the Houston Rockets. So, I actually really like Chris Paul. So, it's... probably going to be a bad move for the L.A. Clippers, but, hey, it happens. And they're professional. He had an opt-out, so however they made that happen, Chris Paul is now gone and is now at the Houston Rockets. There's nothing we can do about that.
Well, I have one more.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
The other story I had was John McEnroe's comments about Serena.
Oh God, yes.
We can't go without talking about that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
All these years, how he started out talking about them so bad, and now he's still making comments saying, okay. So for everybody who didn't see this. John McEnroe was being interviewed by who? I don't even remember. Was it Stephen Colbert?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Stephen Colbert. And he said, you know, they were asking him about, you know, Serena's excellence. And, you know, he said something about she's the greatest female tennis player or whatever. And he said, female athlete. And they said, well, female athlete or athlete? And he says, whoa. You know, I mean, if Serena were a man, she probably would be down in the 700s on the ranking. You know, and so it sparked a boo. Like, what the hell at this point? And, you know, so he came back now and was trying to clean it up on Colbert. And so he just trying to back his way out of it. And, you know, they went back to the Twitter feed, and Serena had responded to him. So it's in a very, very classy way, I thought. Very classy way. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know, after all that she's accomplished, all that she's done, John McEnroe is still, because he was one of the biggest critics of them out the gate. John McEnroe still can't come to terms with the fact that this woman is as amazing and great as she is. So, he sold himself out too, because Colbert made reference to basketball, and they were saying something. I think, you know, they were talking about women's basketball or whatever, or the basketball basketball players. And so McEnroe said, well, you know, girls' basketball, nobody would try to compare one of the girls' basketball players to Michael Jordan. And Colbert said, well, I think they would say women's basketball. You know, so people were like, yes, there you go. So now maybe you can see yourself how ridiculously sexist and racist you are. So he just tried to take it on the chin and try to act like it was nothing, but he was totally sold out. So that's a priceless clip. If anybody wants to check it out, it's on Google and every place else.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to check that out. But I know, you know, for him to even say that, I don't know why he's so, well, I think he's just racist, but his whole thing about wanting to critique those two women in particular, they are great in the sport that they're in, and he should have just let it go. I don't ever compare women and men's sports anyway. You can't compare them.
Billie Jean King,
Bobby Riggs, and
she's no good as she's probably as poor as the poorest guy or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, because you can always make points about somebody being good or bad, but she's a great athlete, and just let it go. You know what I mean? I don't even like the comparison personally, but for him to even open his mouth about her is kind of wrong. So, I have nothing good to... Huh?
And that's what she said.
Which is
it? She's like, I would have... Something, you know, don't... I'm not quoting her, but she said, I'd appreciate it if you would basically keep my name out of your... She didn't say this, but, you know, don't say anything about...
That's why I started laughing. I'm like, that is a... That's a very black answer. Keep my name out your mouth.
I just thought I'd throw a little urban in there. But she said, especially when what you're saying is not factual, and I'd appreciate if you would just allow me my privacy. I'm over here I'm trying to have a baby.
Yeah. Well, like I said, other people need to step out and say something. She really probably shouldn't. You know what I mean? Every time something happens with someone else, speaking of that, did you see D.O. Hughley talk about this whole Trump situation?
What Trump situation?
Well, the whole thing with him and Mika Brzezinski, and then him saying, you know, Joe Scarborough, Psycho Joe, and Mika. I'm no fans of those two, generally. But here's the thing. He said something like they were... in Mar-a-Lago, and she was still bleeding from the facelift scars or something. Something disgusting like that is what he said. So all of these Republicans came out, denounced him for it. All of these Democrats came out and denounced him for it. But I like D.L. Hughley's comment about this. He could talk about Muslims. He could talk about women. He could say, you know, she's bleeding from wherever and all of that to Megyn Kelly. He can say things about black folks. He can hate everybody and their mother, but everybody gets overly sensitive when, you know, Johnny Depp says something. Oh, you can't say that about the president. I disagree with what he said, but he is lowering the bar when it comes down to crude behavior, and we should not pacify him. So next week, I'm going to play Keith Olbermann's commentary. I have it on the board, but he talks about that we pretty much are – enablers to Donald Trump. Forget him. You know,
why he's in the White House in the first place.
Right, but we can't. We are helping him in his sensitivity. When you see, especially, I don't like the liberal conservative moniker for people, but when you see people come out and everybody and their mother felt compelled to say, well, what Kathy Griffin did was over the line and blah, 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 that is nonsense. She's a comedian. She did what she did. People did – what's her name? Hank Williams Jr. is now back on Monday Night Football. The NFL and ABC bought his butt back after he compared President Obama to Hitler. And so everybody act like, oh, we forgot and we moved on. But they're sensitive about this guy who was blatantly racist, blatantly sexist, talking about grabbing women by their crotch and all this other stuff. And now, you know, we're living in a world that your president has lowered the bar in discontent. So stop whining that somebody says something about you when your president is saying that about other people. That was the point that he was making. So wanted to let that stand. Yeah, if you want to check that on the internet, that's D.L. Hughley, D.L. Hughley Show. And his radio show is where he made that commentary today. And I thought, you know what? He's right about that. So I don't feel sorry for him.
I'm going to hear it maybe next week. But thank you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put it on a board. I'll put it on a board and we'll check it out next week. All right. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You're listening to Esprinet News with our commiss, Kathleen. And we will be back again next week, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There you go.
Hey.
All right. Later, Kathleen.
Later on.
All right.